This is One.
Joe Wiley.
Radio One.
Well, it's quite a show you've got there, Mr. Bono.
Oh, hello, hello.
Welcome to Europe, that's what I should say.
Oh, well, yes, Brussels. And it was good.
How did it feel for you?
Very unsettling and, you know, feel sick, want to throw up, all the usual things before the show. There's a lot of jeopardy because you really don't know if this, if you, you know, if you can pull it off. We've been playing indoor shows in America, and then you come to play these outdoor shows, and it's a different, a whole different system, whole different PA, whole different screen. What did you think of the production's pretty special?
The production's immense, absolutely amazing. They let it down a bit, yeah. I was a bit disappointed with the songs and the music, but, you know, the effects were just phenomenal.
It's a very, you know, we've always tried to do something fresh. It doesn't have to just be bog-standard festival production. Going back to Zoo TV or Popmart, we've always tried to do something special. And though this is much more modern and much more kind of cleaner lines, I hope it still has the same effect.
It's a really, really different show because stuff that I've seen you do before is spectacular. Tonight was spectacular, but it's always been about entertainment, whereas tonight was a lot, it was kind of infotainment. It was really intense.
It's very emotional. In an odd way. I mean, it starts off sort of punk rock, goes into our early songs.
Very pared down without the effects as well.
Yeah, there's no, because, you know, the sun is still up, and then it gets to, like, political rally. Then it gets to gospel show. And then it goes back to sort of punk rock Las Vegas.
You don't interact with the audience as much as I've seen you do before. You've kind of left that to the images that come up and also the words that come up on the screen. Is that conscious?
I think it was fear.
Really?
Yeah.
What, tonight?
Yeah.
So you were being shy. I've never heard you being shy before.
Oh, wow. I hadn't thought of it quite like that. Fear or shyness.
Right.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Another really emotional moment is when you do Sometimes You Can't Make It On Your Own. How do you sing that every single night? Do you divorce yourself from the lyrics that you wrote, the fact that it's about your father?
I remember playing that song one of the first times since we'd recorded it on your show, and thinking, how will we ever do this? I mean, first of all, I don't want to sing it again. It was hard enough in the studio. And then some nights, it does overpower me, actually. And because I'm standing there and I'm realizing that it's a song about why I joined the band. You know, the people, you know, some people to escape their aloneness or sense of abandonment or whatever it is, you know, they run off and join the army or, you know, the navy, or they just, you know, I joined you too. And I think out of loss, when I lost my mother, and then when I lost my father, you feel this real sense of being right out there. And the band has always been the place that I want to be when I'm feeling like that. It's a strange, perhaps, thing for me to say, but...
Mm. So when you sing it...
It's opera.
Cathartic.
It's opera. And he was an opera singer, my father, you know.
Lots of different devices you use. The one that I've read about beforehand, but when you're actually there and you experience it, the texting that you do.
Yes.
Okay, and so what you do, you get people to send texts, and then by the end of the song, it comes up on the screen behind you, doesn't it? And
yeah.
You have to put your name and you have to put to Africa.
We're trying to enlist people to go work for this.
Mm.
And not asking for the money. Actually just saying, look, is this something you might get involved in? Is this, are there rallies you might turn out for? Are there politicians you might annoy? Are there people you might, you know, chain yourself to the railings for? And we started looking for 1 million people when we were in the US. And we're up nearly to 1 million now. And these are people ready to be active.
It must be quite powerful for you, because when you're there and all this is going on, people are holding up their mobile phones. So it's like the lighter. So what you can see looking out is all the mobile phones. What do you see? What does it feel like?
I mean, I think the whole production is trying to be 21st century. We're trying to be very much in the moment we're in. And years ago, you know, it was a big old hippie thing. People used to light up, you know, and, you know, Bob Dylan was singing or whatever, and it'd be very emotional. I've seen some of those shows. But now people are taking out their phones. So you have 60,000, 80,000 people. It's just like this big Christmas tree. But it's not just light up, man. I'm about to have a, about to take a big smoke. This is the phone as a symbol of, you know, a dangerous little device. Because with a phone, you are dangerous. You are capable of annoying, as I say, politicians. You are capable of connecting with other people who you want to join with in whatever thing you're involved. Is it getting...
This is One.
Joe Wiley.
Radio One.
You're involved with Live 8. A lot of... You made an awful lot of the phone calls, didn't you, to motivate people to get the bands to join up to Live 8, and
that
so now it's happening.
Has turned my life upside down.
Right.
Bob Geldof. Because we've been talking to Bob for 2 years, trying to make this part of the strategy to get money out of the G8, and Bob wasn't having any of it. He wanted it to be more unique, more extraordinary, more and a bit special. He was right, but he only decided 6 weeks ago or 7 weeks ago. So then we get the call, and I'm already a little pushed, a little pressed for time.
Because you've got a bit of a talk.
You know, there's a tour going on, there's a few things going on. We're already involved in a lot of political campaigning myself. So now I'm calling up, you know, Green Day, how you doing, what's going on? By the way, incredible. I mean, Green Day, just whatever you want, we're there. No problem. Call up 50 Cent. What do you want? You want us to be there? We're there. Jay-Z, what do you want? You want us to turn up? We'll be there. Puffy. It's. I mean, people have been so good.
Mm. How will it be for you walking out onto the stage in comparison with what it was like 20 years ago when there weren't, like, great expectations? You blew everyone away when you did it before. This time, everyone's looking at you.
The thing about performers is you can't trust them completely. So they're always looking for that moment. When we played Live Aid, I found that moment. I grabbed this girl and I just tried to communicate the feeling of the day. It wasn't completely spontaneous. I mean, I hadn't thought about it beforehand, but, you know, I knew what I was doing. I can't do that now, but I will certainly try to find some way of connecting with the crowd. Maybe this time the best thing is just stand there and just sing the songs, finish the 3 songs. So remember the first time we played, we didn't, because I disappeared into the crowd, I didn't get to play the hit. The band are backstage going, where's that? We didn't get to play Pride. This time maybe we should play Pride.
So are you thinking of performing with somebody else? Are there going to be any collaborations when it comes to you two?
Really, we haven't thought of it. We haven't figured it out. The only thing that we're excited about is we have a very interesting idea to open the show that we've been working on, and including some extraordinary people, one in particular.
Okay, I'll leave it there. Damon Albarn has been criticising Live 8 because there aren't any or enough African singers.
Yeah, but he's trying to do something about it, which I really respect. He's called me, and I think Paris is going to be the most Afrocentric. It's funny, I sent Eminem a picture of 2 African teenagers, and these two young men, one wearing an Eminem t-shirt, the other wearing a D12 t-shirt.
I saw that myself when I went to Ethiopia. They were walking around with Eminem, 50 Cent, D12. It was just extraordinary.
It's so amazing.
And what did he say? What was the feedback?
We're still working. He's got some very difficult family stuff that he isn't able to work out at the moment.
So is he confirmed to do...
He's not. No, Eminem's not. But 50's coming. And 50's the biggest pop star in America. You know that. He's had like 4 songs in the top 10 at the same time. It's like the Beatles over there.
Mm. And Radiohead aren't doing it.
They don't want to do this, and fair play to them. They just can't stomach it. But yes, I would love to see them, and it's not over.
It's
and Tom, if you hear this, I've a little missile on the way.
How are you looking forward to Manchester? You're doing Manchester Tuesday night.
There it is. I mean,
that's going to be special, surely.
Can you imagine? We've played Manchester Polytechnic when we were kids. You know, you arrive, Manchester Polytechnic, set up the gear, you've got the little van. We used to drive up to Manchester and drive back the same night, right? Mm. And some of our best ever experiences of being in a band are in Manchester. I mean, over the years, we've had some very special times there. And last time, my dad died the next day. It was a really... I wasn't really paying attention. I was just holding on to the songs very tightly. So this year, I'll be more I will notice what's happening around me more.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoy it. The rest of the bands who've been supporting you, who are the ones that party hard? Tell me how you've gotten with them all. Because an amazing array of people from Killers, Kings of Leon, Franz Ferdinand, Snow Patrol, Thrills.
Well, we're just, you know, the Kings of Leon have been mostly around for the US. It is, first, very extraordinary. They do like to go out.
Have you done the Killers yet? Were they out in the States with you?
No, but I went to see them. Wow. Because, you know, I'm bored with the sort of, you know, shoe-staring rock and roll has had many guises, you know, too cool to perform, too cool to acknowledge the audience, you know, I want to cut myself, I want to cut you, you know that all those this kind of poses. When I see a performer or a band that wants to be there, so I saw the Killers, and, you know, killer hooks, killer looks, and... Yeah, they've got it.
They're doing Live 8 as well, aren't they?
Yes, they
is
are.
The bill going to be added to anymore? Do you know?
Oh, yeah, no, it's going to change all the time. Yeah.
All right, okay, we need Jack Daniels. We're ending this interview now.
Let us go then, you and I, to waterless streets.
I'm not going anywhere with you because you're dangerous.